treat. Love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet. Give me a rockin' robin. Tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin. The American robin, a true durable bird. Not like the pigeons we're talking about here at Rosie on the House. The experts from Five Star Termite and Pest Control, and the pest we're talking specifically today, packed roof rats and pigeons. If you're interested in service, Pima County, call Five Star at 886-0045. Rosie Certified Five Star Termite and Pest Control, owned by the adorable Shelby Hawkins.
A lot of companies in Tucson.
She's fun.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she's fun.
Are pretty strict to Tucson. You know, they won't. The radio waves go farther than a lot of travel. So, yeah, listeners here. Vista, Bisbee, Vail. A lot of times they say, guys won't come to Green Valley or Vail. What's y'all's travel radius?
Well, I'll go anywhere, really, to be honest with you. We're here to help everybody. We're here to help everybody out. And if someone does call, I definitely will venture
half
out
truck
and take
will
a look.
Travel?
Yes, yes. I'll
all
definitely
right.
try to help them out.
So we took the call from Scottsdale with the woodpecker on the metal spark arrestor of a zero clearance fireplace. And I mean, when you're inside, there's no way you can sleep through it. It's incredibly loud. So I mentioned cayenne pepper. We went off the air. You even had a better solution. That's why I like bringing the experts in. This is Big Bird Bob from Five Star Termite and Pest Control. What do you do?
Well, there's the thing that I was talking about was a little icy hot Bengay, and then rub it on the area, then sprinkle some cayenne pepper, and then when that woodpecker gets on there, it's hot and they'll take off. And after a couple times, they'll find another place to go.
They will definitely find another place to
absolutely.
Go. All right, we have Diana, William, Jan, Audrey, and Mark.
I was just going to ask you. One of our partners had said that their idea was to take a whistle and blow up the chimney. Do you think that would do it at all? I haven't had a chance. The bird has not come back since she told me that.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if that would work. But you'd have to warn your whole family, because if they're sleeping at 5 o'clock and the thing goes off and then there's a whistle drill.
I think Jerry was lucky that his woodpecker shows up at 6:30. Ours is...
He's got the same zip code as us, I'm thinking. It just
might be the
back
same woodpecker.
That's what I told him.
Same one.
One of us is going to get it. Let's go to Jan. She's actually in Arizona City, and she has a pigeon problem. Jan, we've got the experts here in studio to talk to you. From there, we'll go to Deanna in Phoenix talking about gnats. Hang on, Diana. We'll get right to you.
Okay. Hi.
Hey.
I just discovered you at 6 o'clock this morning. I'm so excited to hear your program.
Welcome to Rosie on the House. Glad you found us.
Thank you. I am a transplant from 35 years in Tucson and have never had to deal with pigeons. I didn't live downtown in Tucson where the pigeons were or those business buildings. So I'm pretty freaked out. I have since the end of March, I have been battling these darn awful poopy stings. I felt like a prisoner in front of my front door. There was poop everywhere down the sidewalk. I've tried reflective tape, but I've tried spikes. They still built on spikes. I've had the local guy that has been willing to help me because I am on a senior budget, and that's really important. So he's had to come back 4 times because he's not a professional because I can't afford one. But I put wires up there, the plastic spikes they built nest on. I tried to spray some spices, but I couldn't. I don't think I got near the nest enough, and I didn't know what citronella, you know, how much water and all of that. So this weekend, they've come. You know, I'm just wondering if.
Sorry.
You there, Jan?
I am.
Okay, sorry. I hit the wrong button. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just wondering if there's, anything else that can be done. I don't know.
Now, Jan, let me ask you this. If I'm driving from Phoenix to Tucson, how far off of the highway are you?
5 miles.
5 miles. Okay. Hang on. Now, you've heard everything she's tried, Big Bird Bob. What hasn't she tried? What could she do next?
Well, I know you spent a lot of time and a lot of money doing the things that you've done already, but the best way to do it is you have to trap them off the property. Once they're born there, Jan, They'll stay there forever, as you're finding out. That's their home. Your home is their home, and they were born there, and they'll stay there. So the best way is to trap them. Once we trap them out of there, that bird is gone, and then you find the area where they're nesting. You kind of do an exclusion so they don't get back there, and you'll be pigeon-free. So you definitely have to trap them off that property.
And trapping it off, unless you're talking two or three birds, which, as we mentioned earlier, where there's one, there's more. I mean, this isn't an overnight thing. This is how long does a 20 flock, do you call a group of pigeons a flock?
Yeah, well, usually for a residential, it's a monthly trapping that we do. We show up twice a week. We put three traps on the roof. And like I said, they're shaded. There's food and water. And it's twice weekly we get there. So it's usually 1 month process to eliminate that flock of pigeons.
I thought what Jan said, I feel like I'm a prisoner in my own house. I mean, you must get that a lot. You walk out the front door and it's just literally the area is caked in pigeon poop.
Yeah, you don't know how many people we talked to. They said, well, I just swept this off yesterday. And as they roost overnight, you figure they're there a good 8 hours. And over 8 hours of the droppings dropping down, it accumulates quite a bit. So,
now,
yeah.
Does the pigeon carry 60 different diseases, or do the pigeon poop carry 60 different diseases?
The droppings is definitely the carrying the most diseases.
How many of those diseases can you name?
Oh, geez. Get on our website. They're pretty long and hard to say.
The next thing I was going to say, how many of them can you spell?
A couple.
All right. So listen, Jennifer, pick Jan back up. These guys are going to be driving back to Tucson after the show. I'm going to convince them and Shelby, your boss, that it's okay for y'all to do a free customer service stop by, and you can do a little consult on the way home. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. No problem.
All right. They'll get you taken care of, Jan. Only at Rosie on Ass do we get that kind of level of service done, and it's with our Rosie certified partners and friends like Five Star Termite and Pest Control in Tucson. Romy, we've got a bevy of phone calls
Let's get through them. Diane, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes,
ma'am.
Hi, Rosie and Big Bird. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Thank you.
We're having this little flying bug around the house, and I'm seeing they're around the trash, the kitchen trash can, and the kitchen sink a lot. And I don't know where they came from. It looks like they're seasonal. But I believe they're coming from the garbage disposal.
Okay. All right. Mike, you want to take that?
So a lot of times food can accumulate within the garbage disposal, especially if it's not disassembled and cleaned frequently. And
how many are taken apart and cleaned frequently?
None that I've ever seen.
That's right. Okay. All right.
So what we recommend... what you want to do is run a little bleach through the disposal that's going to help sanitize the area. And in order to remove the gnats from the home in the kitchen, I would recommend taking a small glass, filling it about halfway full with apple cider vinegar. That's going to be your attractant for the gnats. Cover it with some saran wrap or any plastic wrap that you have. Punch a couple holes in it. And then at night, take that glass and set it on the counter. Turn off all the lights except for the one nearest to that cup or that glass that you're using, and they are going, the gnats within the kitchen and the household will be attracted to that area, and they will go through the slits that you created in the saran wrap to get to the apple cider vinegar. And when you wake up the next morning, you'll find your cup full of the gnats, and assuming that you sanitize the disposal previously, that should be the end of the issue.
Okay, very good. And the holes you poke in this saran wrap are just like with an ice pick? You just poke little holes in there?
Yep.
Okay. All right, they'll find their way in.
That's correct.
Drink to their heart's delight.
And that will help and not trap them within the cup.
Okay.
That's right.
Very good. Diana, I appreciate your call. Thanks for ringing in. Romy, where are you going to go now there, buddy?
Well, we've got two calls, both south of Tucson, Vail and Sierra Vista, both with pack rats. So let's get down and see what we can solve for our Southern Arizona listeners, starting with Audrey in Sierra Vista.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got pack rats making nests under the hood of my car.
Ooh.
And they're eating the wires.
I put mothballs in cheesecloth pouches and tied them to some of the wires in there. And they even eat the cheesecloth to make a nest. Wow. So obviously that's not working.
All right. Mike, you want to take a shot at this?
Yeah.
Pack rats under the hood of the car.
All right, Audrey. So there's a few things that need to be done on your property in order to alleviate this issue. Firstly, you're definitely going to have to reduce the pack rat pressure around the home, and that's going to require trapping some of the rodents and reducing that population. It seems like you definitely have more than just a couple, if that's the case.
Rats are being squeezed out of their neighborhood and having to go find the new roost.
That's exactly it.
Okay. Right.
Now, in order to deter them from the car, I would recommend a few different things. One, if you have any vehicles that are not driven daily, that that kind of sit unattended for periods of time, I might go out and turn them on every other day, make a lap around the house just to keep them active. Rodents do love those unagitated areas, so the longer items sit without being used or human interaction, the more likely the rodents are going to return to that area in order to create their nesting location.
And that's actually good for the car as well.
Very much so. So it's a win-win there. I would also recommend installing some landscape lighting around the areas in which you park the cars. The lights are a great deterrent to keep the rodents from accessing those locations. They like to stay where it's dark and where they are not noticed. So the more that you can do to brighten the area, the better off you're going to be. A lot of times it's effective just to open the hood and install lighting right there on the
there
hood.
You go. Okay.
And that's going to flash right down among that conduit and those mechanical components and keep them out of there. But again, I'd have to stress that you need to trap some of these guys off the property and alleviate that pressure.
Great advice.